Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Robert Crisanti is here. Robert is the president and CEO of the International Franchise Association, IFA, former Undersecretary of Technology for the Department of Commerce. He is recently named the president's task force to reopen the economy. We'll get him to give us a report on that in just a little bit. Robert, thanks again for being here. What are your franchise... We've got three entities here that I know you deal with. Your association, which is the national trade group for franchises. I know you do lobbying. I know you do education, and we're real proud of what you guys are doing. You're one of the well-known entities because you got such an amazing set of constituencies, number of constituents there. You also have the franchisors who are the creators. They're the original entrepreneur, the franchisors who create the idea, put it into a model that other people can buy and become the franchisee. So tell us about the relationship that's going on right now between the franchisors and the franchisees, the Main Street people. They're the franchisees out here on Main Street. They're the ones that that had to close up first. They're where the rubber meets the road. That's when the customer comes in the door with the franchisees. What do you think?
That's right. The majority of franchise systems have, you know, some stores themselves, sort of they do their own testing and the like, but others like Dunkin' Donuts own none of their the stores on the front lines, and so they are very much into doing, you know, the right thing by their local franchisees. So they're spending a lot of time listening, and I can tell you, Jim, you know, our job is, you know, to provide advocacy and education, and just like you said, we've put up huge amounts of webinars and so forth, and we're really in uncharted territory. We've been remarkably successful, I think, as an advocacy group over the past several weeks. Our team has secured specific provisions that assist franchising in the recently passed stimulus legislation in the regulatory bodies and in the state governments. And those include things like delivering much-aided liquidity, as I mentioned earlier, in the form of PPP. We're secured an affiliation waiver, which is somewhat technical for franchisees that are eligible and franchises that are eligible for Small Business Administration loans and treasury loans. Mm-hmm. We ensured that the NAICS code 72, which you talked about, restaurants, are eligible for PPP loans. And then we achieved really a one-year delay in the FASB implementation, which would have been, it's called ASC 606, Revenue Recognition Rules for Private Franchisors and Franchisees. That would have really hurt our revenue recognition rules and cash flow for those businesses. Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, we're literally all over the place working on these things. Very few other industries.
Anything that can be done to abate the outflow of cash, anything that can be done to any business, franchise or otherwise, anything that can be done that can leave an extra nickel in the business is a nickel closer to survival. And Robert, what I've been advocating for, the attitude is the same attitude we had in 2009, and that is surviving is winning. So whatever you guys are doing, and I thank you for that, to keep as many nickels on Main Street in their businesses. That's the key to survival, isn't it?
That is exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Husbanding those resources the way a lot of your videos discuss, you know, on the internet, that I think are so helpful with regard to that. I think they're echoes of the initiators of the things that our webinars have been talking about recently. So we've really got three fundamental goals going forward with the administration, with Congress, which is coming back this week. We've got to fix PPP since it's really the only game in town right now. We have a really difficult 8-week issue, which you will understand and appreciate. Your listeners will appreciate as much or more than anyone else, where you have, the federal government money comes into you, and you basically have time to repay those loans, but you have 8 weeks. Well, some of the stores are going to be closed still by government mandate. How do you begin to repay loans that you've taken out from the government and try to get loan forgiveness when your business is closed? Husbanding those resources, being smart about the resources that you have.
You think they will extend that 8 weeks? The idea for the 8 weeks, folks, if you remember, we've talked about it on the show quite a bit. The idea was to get the employers to pay the employees for that 8 weeks, keep them on payroll. Maybe even if they didn't come to the shop, keep them on payroll for that 8 weeks. Do you think that part of the process? There are a number of issues that have to be resolved, but you think one of them would be to extend the 8 weeks?
Well, now we're talking, we've gone from business to politics, right? Because now my employers are rightly telling me that they have a real challenge. Even those that are beginning to reopen are having difficulty getting employees to come back. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're being paid $600 extra.
That was the conflict. We had two conflicting policies. The unemployment was paying them more than if they'd come back. And so that was the point I was making last week, Robert. We got employers who can't fulfill their 8-week promise to get their payroll granted to them, so they didn't have to their loan forgiven. They can't do that work. You can't do that, comply with, I should say, with that provision, if their employees won't come back and take a paycheck. So that's something we're going to have to work out. And Robert is a member of the President's Task Force to Reopen the Economy. And I'm going to ask him about that and how all of the things we've been talking about will roll into that particular project. Tim Till, right back with Robert Crisanti. He's with the International Franchise Association.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.